Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're closing the show today with a personal message from me. I've been taking some time off recently, and I want to share an update on what's going on. About 2 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and since then, it has just been a whirlwind of going through the process of learning and deciding the next steps. The medical team has been compassionate and prompt so far, and I'm optimistic things will turn out just fine in the end, but in order to get to recovery, I need to go through a mastectomy as well as treatment, which means after this show, I will be taking a leave of absence. This diagnosis made me realize how ignorant I was about something as prevalent as breast cancer. I just turned 40, I'm very healthy, and I have no family history. I didn't realize that the overwhelming majority of breast cancer diagnoses have no family history, and that more and more people in their 20s and 30s are getting diagnosed. So if my journey can help with more screenings and early detection, I am all for it. Joining me now is Courtney Quinn, the executive director of I'll Be Aware Breast Cancer Foundation. It's a local nonprofit serving the greater Sacramento area by bringing awareness, support, resources, and comfort to anyone facing breast cancer. Thanks for taking the time, Courtney.
Thank you, and thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you coming in on such short notice. What your nonprofit does is just wonderful. Just tell us about I'll Be. How did it get started?
So I'll Be Aware started 20 years ago. Sadly, Berta Carson, a local resident, died of breast cancer. And her husband turned this tragedy into something positive that has helped thousands of individuals' lives today.
Yeah. I love on your About Us and your mission statement, the nonprofit, you say, we focus on the person, not just the disease.
Absolutely, because each individual, it's a different circumstance. So whether there's the family history or if they have family members that have to share this news with. And those are all difficult conversations to have. And that's one of the things we're here for, is to help individuals understand, how do you tell your family members what's happening? How do you tell your kids, your spouse, you know, those type of conversations?
How did you get involved with I'll Be Aware?
So I've been in the nonprofit sector in the San Diego area for 20 plus years. But at age 37, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I then went through my own treatment of surgery and then chemotherapy and radiation. And then I was, after with the pandemic, I was looking for a new role. And I found this role and moved from San Diego to Sacramento.
Yeah. I mean, you clearly have your own personal experience of navigating and surviving breast cancer, but I would imagine being with a nonprofit that serves thousands of people going through this, it really kind of widened your perspective because each journey is so unique and individualized. What are the biggest myths or even misconceptions about breast cancer?
Well, the first one that I'd like to share is when you should start getting screened. And for what we recommend is an annual screening beginning at age 40. Then, however, you should know if you have family history, because you may need to get screened earlier, or if you ever detect something different with your breast, we want you to reach out to us, because then we may help you navigate. And that's the other, this is one of the other myths, is it's going to be extremely expensive. Well, for most individuals, breast cancer screenings are covered through government or insurance programs. And if you fall in that gap where you're not covered, I'll Be Aware will pay for it.
Oh, so you actually provide financial support as well?
Correctly. We pay it directly. We work with all four of the major hospitals in the area, and we pay directly to those medical providers.
I mean, you mentioned that when you were diagnosed, you were in your 30s. You know, I was 2 days into 40. So the earliest, because of my my health and not having family history, the earliest I could get a mammogram was 40 years old. And you were 37. I mean, are you seeing more and more people who are younger? Are you serving more people in the area? Because when I talk to my own medical team, I mean, they've said in over the years, they've been seeing more people in their 20s and 30s getting diagnosed.
Absolutely. It's one of the saddest parts of the job, because we hear 40 is what we're recommending. Yet I was diagnosed at 37. One of our board members was diagnosed at 34. We meet other individuals who are diagnosed in their 20s. And it's something that we're seeing more commonly. And then also some of the more aggressive types of breast cancer too. And so that's something that we want to make people aware of. You know, you can ask for a clinical breast exam exam from your doctor as well. And that's something we highly recommend, to know your body and notice if something changes.
Yeah, because it can, I mean, whether it's aggressive or not, I mean, it can continue to spread and advance if you're not getting annual screenings. And if you can't get it because you're not 40 yet, or you don't have family history, I mean, it's really important to notice if anything looks or feels different.
Absolutely. And if you notice one of those changes, this, and you don't know how to have that conversation with your doctor, or quite frankly, if your doctor says, no, I'm not going to do that screening, contact us, because we have different ways to help you talk with your doctor, or we can also reach out on your behalf to your doctor.
Yeah. I think about when you get a cancer diagnosis, regardless of any age, it's just something that you're just kind of slammed with, right? And you're flooded with all of this information, and you're just trying to it can be quite overwhelming. How do you recommend someone navigate that time? I mean, on the front end, because when you're so unexpectedly hit with it, it can be really tough to get your way through it.
Absolutely. Even after having a mammogram and hearing that you need to come back for another one, that can make you very scared. And then it still doesn't mean, if that happens, that you have breast cancer, or that it means that you're not going to be able to beat breast cancer. And so one of the things I recommend a lot of times to individuals is, if you're somebody who goes out and does 5 things in a day, go to 7, because it doesn't help to fret on this, and instead go be busy as you can be. And so then you can focus on you when it is that time. I also recommend to have somebody to keep a journal at one spot in your house. So as you have questions, you go write it there. And it could be that somebody else in your house may have a question that they want to ask that doctor. So go write your question down there and leave it. Don't keep saying, oh, hey, it's dinner time. Oh, I've got a question now. Oh, 10 minutes later, I've got a new question. Go write it down, get it out of your mind, so that you can focus on that time with your family, your friends as well.
Yeah. I mean, writing down those questions are important. And I've done that because I've been through so many doctor's appointments and different specialists, you know, leading up to surgery and then the treatment that will follow. You know, you have all these questions in your head, and then you're like, oh, I'm definitely going to remember them, right? But you forget, or I forget, and I do write them down now, that when you're in there and you're taking in the information, there's the emotion that's attached to it. And so there are parts of us that can be compartmentalized, right? Like, you can be more intellectual about what's happening, but of course, there is an emotional component too, and that can cause you to forget when you're actually in the doctor's office.
Absolutely. When I heard the words that I had to have chemotherapy, I didn't hear anything for a good 3 minutes. And so I was fortunate that my partner was in the room taking notes. So then we could go back and reflect on what her notes said. We also then could pull the doctor's after visit summary and see what else was being told to us that both of us completely missed because we were overwhelmed with the information we were hearing.
Yeah, I'll Be Aware has been in Sacramento now for 20 years, since 2004. Have the people you've helped, how has it changed or evolved over the last 2 decades?
You know, it's a mixed bag. There are some individuals that sadly have been diagnosed a second time since they were first came to I'll Be Aware. I talked to one of our former board members that was the case for her. And she said, you know, just celebrated 15 years of beating breast cancer. So that is one piece that happens. I think the other thing is, people now know I'll Be Aware is a place to trust in Sacramento area, and that we really care about the individual first and foremost. And so that is something I think that's really key. And again, sadly, like you have also shared, we're seeing younger individuals getting diagnosed. And then we're also seeing, you know, individuals that are part of populations that face health disparities. That is still occurring. So Black women are 41% more likely to die of breast cancer. Latina and Hispanic women living in the U.S., breast cancer is the number one cancer death. And for the Asian population, every single year for the past decade, we're seeing increased breast cancer as well.
Yeah. And the family history is so important to if you can get genetic testing to see if you have those genes. But I also learned that, you know, we have cancer cells all the time that our body is fighting off. And that can also just come from our environment and just as we age and get older.
Absolutely. You know, family history affects about 20% of individuals, so it's not that major piece. For me, the piece that I do want to share about family history is to find out what your family history is. And the reason it can tie into future testing that you may need as well. So, example, as a breast cancer survivor, my mother became a colon cancer survivor recently. And that then meant that I actually needed to have additional screenings and was at a higher risk of ovarian cancer because of this family history piece. So it's very important that if you don't know your family's health history, to go ahead and ask or to share that information. I know another individual who she was checking her breast regularly because she knew her grandmother had breast cancer, and she noticed a lump about the size of a jelly bean. And so she ended up being at stage one and was able to get her treatment early, because early detection saves lives. And we see a 99% success rate for after 5 years for those whose breast cancer was detected early. And so in her case, she was able to have stage one. She didn't have to go through chemotherapy because it was detected so early, and she's thriving today.
Yeah. I mean, and a big key component of that is talking about it.
Yes.
And I can only imagine how much that's changed in the 20 years that I'll Be Aware has been around. How has talking about breast cancer and screenings and checkups, how has it changed and hopefully grown over the last 20 years?
I mean, sadly, because it's 1 in 8 women, 1 in 833 men, we all know somebody who has had breast cancer. However, the other piece is it's still not talked about in several different communities, or it's, you know, we know of somebody who's beat it, but we forget because there's so much other news and other things coming at us each day. But I know that and I look you in your eyes right now, they can't see this over the air, but I know you sharing your message today is going to help other individuals. And so I share with you, the audience, that if you hear this message and you don't know where to go, or you realize, oh my gosh, I'm beyond 40 and I should have had a mammogram, contact our office and we will help you.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that there, of course, you can help financially as well, depending on means. And you also touch upon, I mean, just the health disparities and barriers. Healthcare, I mean, can be such a frustrating process, an expensive process for a lot of people. It can at times, and a lot of the times, be an environment that doesn't really nourish putting your health first. What other services do you provide?
So we focus on the financial assistance and then helping people navigate the government, the insurance, and the healthcare system. And then two, sometimes your doctor's not listening or you're having trouble communicating with your doctor. And so even how to advocate for yourself. We also provide compassionate services too, of if you, again, those conversations that you need to have. We also provide some care packages once we know somebody's about to go in and have surgery. There might be one here in this office for you today too. And I just, the other thing I want people to know is we are a resource. So if you need support in some other way that we didn't just describe right now, we're still here for you.
And you talked about the heightened risk for Black women, for Latina women, and for Asian American women as well. But you also touch upon an important point. Men can get breast cancer as well. And also, depending on your sexual or gender identity as well, within the LGBTQ plus community, these all can be barriers, because you may not think that you have a risk for breast cancer, and let alone if you throw in, you know, if you don't speak English as your first language as well.
Absolutely. And that's another piece, that if you don't speak, I'm going to go on speak English. If you don't speak English, contact our office. One of our board members will actually reach out to you because she's fluent in Spanish. And so we will help work through the navigation system as well there too. And then, of course, the LGBTQ plus community. I'm part of that community. You are very welcome at I'll Be Aware.
Yeah. What advice do you have for caregivers? There's going to be people who are also devoting a lot of time because they love that person, of course, but it is a lift. What advice do you have for them?
You know, that'd be a better one for my wife. But what I will tell you that she's recently shared is one of her mentors, even while I was in treatment, her mentor took her out for a concert one night. And it was more about her being able to continue to live because there were other friends that could come over that mm-hmm. night and just sit and make sure I was fine. And I can't even remember that night from my side, but she completely remembers that as one of the nights that she got a night off of being a caregiver. I think one of the other things I would say is have a direct conversation with the person. What is it that you want? You know, what type of communication do you want to share out with other individuals too? Because you may not want your entire story on blast. And so there may be pieces that you do want or need. We had friends who were fantastic chefs. And so we had home-cooked meals that were incredible. And that was supportive for us. So that was one less thing that we had to do in our home.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, it can be hard for me as well as my husband to ask for help. We like to help people. But what I've learned during this experience is say yes, you know. And also that's how people show that they love you and that they care, you know, because this isn't something they can fix, but they can support you.
And that's one of the hardest things. We want to help you. Like, we want to fix this for you. And at the same time, you're still going through this journey together. And you have to figure out what that is for you. And then ask your friends and family, be respectful of what you do ask too. And it is so hard to be on that side of being the helper, to be the person asking for that help. And you also will realize that's an opportunity for them. And you know, if the situation was reversed, you'd be there and they'd be 100%. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much for sharing your story. And again, albeaware.org, 916-927-1592. You can leave us a voicemail. We do return those back too.
That's great. Courtney Quinn is the executive director of the Albie Aware Breast Cancer Foundation. It's a local nonprofit serving the greater Sacramento area by bringing awareness, support, resources, and comfort to anyone facing breast cancer, including myself. I will be taking a leave of absence to undergo surgery and treatment. I've been diagnosed with breast cancer, if you're just tuning in. And I just hope this conversation and my journey will help more people get screenings and early detection. That is the goal. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. I'm saying goodbye for now, but Insight will be back tomorrow. Talk soon.